Welcome to Return On Podcast, where we're normally talking to the most successful CEOs or entrepreneurs in the e-commerce space. But we're in the middle of a special mini series called Cash is King. Hi guys, I'm Tyler Jeffcoat. Thank you for listening to this pod today or for watching this on the Seller Accountant YouTube channel. All of these episodes, by the way, are made possible by Seller Accountant, the company that helps e-commerce brand owners and Amazon sellers just like you take ownership of their finances. Okay, so in today's installment of Cash is King, I'm going to share with you five tactics for improving cash flow. Guys, these tactics are going to take you less than an hour per week. You ready? Let's dive in. Tactic number one. This is what we call the weekly cash check-in meeting. Sound boring? Maybe, but this will change your life. I want you to schedule 15 minutes per week. Set it on Monday morning, set it at whatever time works for you. And I want you to use that 15 minutes to update the weekly forecast template that we talked about a couple of episodes ago. And I want you to take that 15 minutes to review any invoices or bills or POs that will need to be paid in the next 14 days. If you have any issues, and by the way, an issue would be I look at that weekly forecast and I see red numbers, right? I'm going to run out of money in the next couple of weeks. You got to deal with them ASAP. But guess what? Dealing with them 14 days in advance is way better than waiting until you've already run out of money. Now, if things are looking good, which hopefully is the case almost every single week, then I want you to ask yourself the following questions. What cash decisions would the best CEO in the world make this week? Could I invest securely if I have way too much cash? I was talking to somebody the other day who was helping me see the light on some of these high yield savings accounts where you can sweep your money that you're not needing imminently to pay for POs into an account that, as I'm recording this, is now back to earning 4.5% interest rate. So could I manage my cash better, right? If debt or interest are dangerous, could I make some decisive choices now that would tee me up for success later, that would help me get out of debt? You know, another great question you might ask yourself once a month is, thinking 6 months into the future, what will Tyler in, you know, November or in December be really happy that Tyler today did with my cash? Now, occasionally you're gonna do this weekly check-in meeting and it's gonna show you some issues. Drop those issues, don't get slowed down. Drop those issues directly down to your issues list for your weekly, we're big proponents of EOS Traction here at Seller Accountant, whatever system you use for your weekly leadership meeting, drop that onto that finite issues list that you can then process and delegate to your team. Okay, that was tactic number one. You gotta have 15 minutes a week. This is a weekly rhythm where you're gonna look at your cash, because remember my friend John's quote, running out of cash is the biggest consequence, right? Consequences of running out of cash are death. Consequences of running out of inventory are headache. We don't want to run out of cash. So, okay, tactic number two is the monthly profit review. Guys, this is going to take you 30 minutes a month. Look at your key performance indicators, call them KPIs, to gain insights into the health of your profit engine. Ask yourself, how did this month's revenue compare to last month's and to my targets? Why am I happy or unhappy with that sales part of my performance? And then I need to look down at my cost of goods sold, right? What did it cost me to get the products moving? We talk a lot about TACOs, T-A-C-O-S, right? Total advertising cost of sales here at Seller Accounting. What was my actual gross margin after all the Amazon fees and logistics and that kind of thing? And then what was my overhead? How healthy was my profit engine? Because if you think about it, if your profit engine is negative, then there's no amount of positive cash flow management that you can do that'll float you for long, right? Everything is just run away before the cliff unless our business can actually be profitable and generate positive cash flow. So tactic number two was take a 30-minute monthly, let's just review the finances and see if we're profitable. Tactic number three is a monthly supply chain outreach. I've mentioned this before on the Return On Podcast show, but this is so easy and it pays so many dividends. Set a 30-minute block once a month to do something meaningful to develop the key relationships in your supply chain. Can I just email some new suppliers to see if maybe I can get better better rates or better terms than I am with my current supplier? Or maybe just as importantly, can I have a phone call or a Zoom call with my current core suppliers and get to know them, get acquainted with them before I need to beg them for terms, right? Because then at some point when cash is a little bit tight, I'm going to have the ability in that relationship to say, hey, Judy, can I get an extra 2 weeks to pay this? Hey, we could really afford to place larger orders if you could store some of them for free within your factory there in China, right? So that's the third tactic, is to invest a few minutes each month in cultivating vendor relationships that are powerful. Tactic number four is similar. Spend at least 30 minutes a month investing in banker relationships. Now, this might be something like researching banks, right? How am I currently structured with my debt, the capital I'm using to fund my inventory? And let's just go see what the alternatives are out there. Do I qualify for an SBA loan right now? Do I need to get rid of some of this alternative revenue-based lending and try to find a real bank that'll now give me money, right? And I just want to say, again, take 30 minutes a month. By the way, this might be one hour block time each month where you can do the supply chain outreach and you can do the banker outreach and just, you know, say, hey, John from Chase Bank, how's it going? Just wanted to keep this relationship alive. Anything new coming down the pike with your lending products that I should be excited about? Because I'm going to tell you, and I was a banker for 5 years, so I'm speaking from experience here. If you can reach out to bankers, as soon as they have something new, they're going to call you first. And that something new could be relief in the interest rate. It could be opportunities to raise capital that are more intelligent than what you currently have. And so that's the fourth tactic, is just to spend a little bit of time each month investing in that banker capital funding side of your business. And then the fifth tactic is the quarterly financial deep dive, right? Each quarter, I need you to schedule about 2 hours, review and kill any unnecessary or redundant expenses. This is the time each quarter, right? Once every 3 months, where I want to kind of get granular on my profit and loss statement. I want to go into QuickBooks Online and click on each of those hyperlinks and say, what SaaS products am I paying for? Oh, wow. That's right. I tested Tika Metrics and Perpetua and Helium 10 and Celex and Managed by Stats. I tested all of them and I'm only using Helium 10 now, or I'm only using Data Hub by Seller Labs now. Let me kill these other products that are eating me up, right? So quarterly, I need you to do a deeper financial deep dive and, you know, pick one or two things to save you some money and kill them. So, and they, by the way, the other part of this deep dive that can be a little bit awkward is, what if I have redundant staff? What if I've tried that experiment of bringing on a contractor to manage the social media campaign, but I'm not getting any ROI? That 2 hour quarterly deep dive is where I really want to do the work to say what of my cash investments are giving me ROI and which of those investments really didn't pan out. No big deal. I just need to learn from them. I need to go ahead and cut them. So those are those five tactics. I did the math. This is literally less than 40 hours per year. If you do the five things I just told you, a 15 minute weekly cash check-in because you run out of cash, you die. A 30 minute per month profit review, a 30 minute per month supply chain outreach, a 30 minute per month banker outreach or research. And then that fifth tactic is that quarterly 2 hour deep dive. If you did nothing but go into your, say, Google Calendar right now and schedule these five tactics, less than 2% of a 40 hour work week throughout the year, I guarantee you, you will see improvements in your cash flow, and it doesn't take that much time, right? If you just do the little things each week and each month and each quarter, then you don't have to constantly respond to the emergency of running out of cash. I had a football coach when I was in high school that, you know, always used to, I don't know if he made this mantra up, but I'm going to give Coach Morrell, love you, credit for this one. He said, Tyler, you know, you do it right, you do it light. You do it wrong, you do it long. And I found this to be so true in my life, guys. If I just do little habits each week and each month right, I don't have the emergency that ends up taking 10 times as much of my energy. So, you know, thanks for watching this Seller Accountant YouTube video if you're on YouTube. Thanks for listening to this short cash flow video if you're listening to this on one of the various podcast platforms. You know, don't forget to subscribe to those channels. We are really getting into the heat and the rhythm of just posting great content as often as we can, hopefully once a week. And I'd love to get your feedback on what you'd like to hear more about. And we, we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.